The Partnership for Common Sense Government recently began airing a television ad urging voters to vote no on charter reform. Like many political ads, it's high on emotional appeal and fear, but low on factual content. In the interest of full disclosure, here is the audio for that ad.
Vote no on Measure 26228. Say no to further dysfunction in City Hall and no to another experimental policy in Portland. We can all agree it's time for a change, but Portland's charter needs realistic reform, not untested changes our city can't afford. Say no to more complicated elections and demand a better plan for Portland's future. Vote no to get a better yes. Vote no on Measure 26228.
The narrator starts out by calling Portland's City Hall dysfunctional, and a few seconds later reminds us that, quote, we all agree it's time for a change. But then, using verbal gymnastics that would make George Orwell flinch, she urges us to vote against change. She describes the measure as another experimental policy in Portland and says it's an untested change our city can't afford. But is it really experimental or untested? The short answer is no. It's very common throughout the U.S. to see cities using exactly the same form of government that's been proposed for Portland. According to the nonprofit, nonpartisan site Ballotpedia, in this form of government, quote, the city manager, city council, and mayor work together to enact budgets, to draft and enforce legislation, to provide city services, to oversee city departments, and appoint departmental heads, end quote. As to whether the city can financially afford the changes, the worst-case estimates are that the cost to implement could be as much as 1.5% of Portland's discretionary budget. But bearing in mind that the discretionary budget is only 10% of the city's total budget, we're talking about something less than 0.2% of the total Portland city budget. The narrator then asks us to say no to more complicated elections. In other words, to say no to ranked choice voting. Really? The Commonwealth Act of 1918 installed ranked choice voting in Australia. They figured it out. I bet we can too. Ranked choice voting also means we no longer need primaries. We only need general elections. There should be a cost saving associated with that, I would think. And perhaps most importantly, wherever it's been implemented, ranked choice voting has increased representation of marginalized communities. Here's Tamia Drury, vice president of the Portland branch of the NAACP, at a recent press conference hosted by the Portland United for Change.
This measure was created by the people, for the people, to give our communities more choices to better capture and amplify their voices. Across the U.S. and the world, ranked choice voting has been shown to provide better representation for women, Black, and other people of color, and working class people.
The Partnership for Common Sense Government ad concludes with a nonsensical request to vote no for a better yes. Clearly, this is a reference to the last-minute alternative proposal from Portland Commissioner Mingus Mapps. But a close examination of his proposal shows that it is essentially a watered-down version of what the Charter Commission has already proposed, but with some big differences that are concerning. First, the Mapps proposal only includes 7 city councilors, equating to nearly 100,000 residents per councilor. Measure 26228 proposes 12 city councilors, putting Portland much closer to the average of 50,000 residents per councilor seen in many cities and considered ideal. The MAPS proposal also keeps the legislative power in the hands of relatively few city councilors. But perhaps most concerning is that there is no guarantee that the MAPS proposal will ever make it to a referendum vote. At least 3 of the 5 current city commissioners appear to be against the charter reform that's on the November ballot, and these are the commissioners who chose the members of the Charter Reform Commission. If Measure 26228 fails, I wouldn't count on a MAPS referendum ever seeing the light of day. Of the 100 largest cities in the U.S., Portland is the only one with a commission form of government. It may have been okay in 1913, but it's certainly not anymore. For KBOO, I'm Ray Bodwell.